Alam ba ninyo na kapag i-donate ninyo ang inyong organ at tissue pag namatay na kayo, maaari kayong makapagligtas o makapagpaganda ng buhay ng aabot sa 10 tao? Dahil libo-libo ang Australiano naghihintay ng mga donor para sa transplant o dialysis, mahalagang mas maraming tao ang maging donor. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Audrey Bourget. Samantalang karamihan sa mga Australiano ang nagsasabi na nakahanda silang mag-donate ng kanilang organ at tissue pagkatapos mamatay, hindi lahat ay gumagawa ng kaukulang hakbang upang ito ay mangyari. Si Dr. Helen Opdam ang pambansang medical director sa Organ and Tissue Authority na nagsabing hindi madali ang maging donor.
Two things. Firstly, register as an organ donor on the Australian Organ Donor Register. That's easier than ever. Now it can be done online. Go to www.donatelife.gov.au and there's a direct link. It only takes minutes. And the second thing is let your family know. Let those closest to you know that you want to be a donor.
Mahalagang sabihin sa inyong mahal sa buhay ang inyong desisyon, lalo na sila ang magkakaroon ng huling salita pagkatapos ninyong mamatay.
The family are always part of the end-of-life care of someone when they die in hospital and when donation's a possibility. We always ask the family to confirm someone's decision about donation. And the hardest thing is if they don't know what their loved one wanted, and then more often than not, the family end up declining donation, which is a real pity.
Malimit na iniisip ng mga tao na masyadong komplikado ang maging donor.
Currently, 1 in 3 Australians are on the Australian Organ Donor Register. We would like to see more people on the Australian Organ Donor Register. Often, the main reason people haven't joined is they just haven't thought about it or they're too busy.
Subalit ang paglalaan ng ilang minuto ng inyong araw ay maaaring mga hulugan na makakapagligtas kayo o makapagpapaganda ng buhay ng isang tao kagaya ni Semyama. Pagkatapos masuring may sakit na lupus ng teenager pa lamang, may 31 taong gulang na siya ngayon at kailangan ng dialysis 5 beses bawat linggo. Ang pagtanggap ng bagong kidney ay magbabago sa kanyang buhay.
I wouldn't be restricted to being at home all the time. I actually want to keep doing all the things that I love, which is singing and performing and doing theater shows, and also want to get into some studying, and so I want to get into nursing actually, because I'm always just surrounded by everything medical wise, so I want to be able to help other people in that.
Naiintindihan ni Semyama na ang pagpaplano pagkatapos mamatay ay nagdadala sa ilang tao upang hindi maging komportable, pero hinihikayat niya ang lahat na mag-isip tungkol sa kabutihang magagawa nila.
Knowing that we can help save other people's lives and one person can save up to 10 lives, and I think that what greater legacy to leave behind to help someone else live their life to their fullest potential.
Mahalagang tandaan na palaging sinusubukan ng mga doktor na magligtas ng buhay muna. Nagiging maliwanag lamang ito kapag wala ng opsyon para tumanggap ng donasyon para sa pasyente. Nangunguna ang Australia sa mga bansa sa mundo pagdating sa donasyon ng organ. Sinisiguro ni Dr. Helen Opdam na ang proseso ng donasyon ay etikal at pinaplano ng mahusay.
There's agreement for donation. The whole process is done in a very careful way. The donation surgery is done by extremely skilled surgeons. The person's treated very respectfully. It's not disfiguring. The person can have an open casket funeral after their donation. You know, many families get a great deal of comfort to know that they've honored the wish of the person that they love and that their loved one has helped others after their death.
Ang organ donation ay sinusuportahan ng lahat ng malalaking relihiyon sa Australia.
None of the major religions are against donation. In fact, all view donation as a compassionate act. And, you know, there's general statements in most religious texts that, you know, state that saving the life of another person is really the greatest thing that anyone can do.
Hindi alam ng pamilya ng donor kung kanino mapupunta ang organ na ibinigay nila, at ang mga tumanggap naman ay hindi alam kung sino ang nagbigay nito. Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Helen Opdam na may mga paraan upang magpasalamat sa nag-donate.
Our law in Australia and in many countries prohibit health professionals sharing identifying information about the person who's donated to the people who have received the organs. But it's possible for family members of the donor and also people who have received a transplant to send a letter of thanks to share what a difference it's made in their life. That letter can be sent through the staff who work at the donation agency.
Samantalahin ang Donate Life Week na magsisimula sa 30 ng Hulyo sa pagpaparehistro upang maging organ donor at kausapin ang inyong pamilya tungkol dito. At bakit hindi ninyo hikayatin ang mga nasa paligid ninyo na tularan kayo?
We really encourage people to share their donation decision through social media. They can use the hashtags MakeItCount and DonateLife to spread the word amongst their communities to really raise awareness and get more people to be willing to be donors.
Dalawin ang website na donatelife.com.au upang makapagparehistro, malaman ang tungkol sa organ donation at iba pang impormasyon tungkol sa Donate Life Week.
SBS
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 SBS Radio.